The sensation throbs in Bram's core like a gong, drowning out all thought, all reason. The scent of fresh blood drifts through the fog-laden woods and floods his senses. He's momentarily crippled by the hunger pangs. The grisly scent beckons him, commands him. He tries to resist, but on a night such as this, his instincts are lord. He has no choice but to obey. The odor lures him towards the village. The simple folk think they can outsmart him with a trap, but he can hear the clanging of their pitchforks and taste the ashes of their pyre from miles away. And yet, the knowledge of their trap holds no bearing in the face of his hunger. The thought of a group of drunken idiots only makes his mouth water more violently.
Rose lifts the final box of her Gran's belongings onto the cart. She scans the tiny cottage nestled in its woodland grove. She never understood why her grandmother chose to live in such a wild and lonely place. But now that her stay is almost over, a pang of sorrow stabs her heart. Not only for her dearly departed Gran, but for the sweet sanctuary and rustic beauty of the home she left behind. But duty calls her back to the bustling city. A villager will be around tomorrow to take the cart back to town. But maybe she can stay a little longer. A nearby sound pulls her from her daydream. A man more handsome than any she's ever laid eyes on stumbles out of the thicket, his face pale with pain, and his tattered clothes soaked in blood. Rose holds her breath. The stranger looks at her through glacial eyes, sways on his feet, and falls to the ground, unconscious.
Bram strains his eyes open. As they adjust to the light, he witnesses the quaint but empty cottage. He tries to get up, but the pounding in his head and the searing pain in his side will not allow it. Memories of his last mutation come flooding back. Those half-wit villagers almost bested him. He was lucky to have escaped, and luckier still to have survived the night. But how can that be? Bram notices a bandage wrapped around his torso. He has no recollection of what transpired between his escape and the present. But certainly, no villager would have shown him such kindness. Even in his human form, he is feared and hated. The answer presents itself as a young woman enters. Her beauty and grace steal his breath away. She rushes to his side without fear. Only pure concern and compassion he's never witnessed.
The handsome man watches her with a mixture of surprise and sorrow. It stirs a deep nostalgia within her, a feeling that she's met this stranger before, on some lost and distant shore.
The lovely lady seems to gaze right through his flesh and see his very soul.
The stranger takes the herbal tea and sniffs it suspiciously before taking a sip.
The hot, earthy liquid instantly eases his throbbing wounds.
Rose is surprised by the stranger's evident terror. She's tended his wounds to the best of her ability, but she is only a nurse.
The lady suddenly seems frightened of him. No doubt she's wondering who exactly it is that she has brought into her home. But he has no time to explain. The sound of hoofbeats draw near. The villager is near. The fair maiden backs away from him cautiously and slips outside to meet the visitor. Bram panics and searches for an escape. He can barely move, but his survival instinct rips through the pain and forces him to his feet. He falls to his knees, and fresh blood seeps through the pure white bandages. This is it. Perhaps he will die before the villager can get him back to the town, to be tortured and sacrificed. But the hoofbeats suddenly withdraw.
What crime or condemnation must this stranger fear to so desperately seek escape in his dire state? Should she be afraid of him? Was it a mistake to hide his presence from the villager? But as she watches him bleed upon the floor, all she senses in him is sheer terror.
The fair lady's fear dissolves as she helps Bram back to the makeshift bed and tenderly redresses his wounds.
A month has passed since the stranger first stumbled upon her doorstep. He's shared very little of himself, but she's learned that he is gentle and kind and curious. Regarding his dread of the villagers, he has only shared that he is a pariah among them. But his character is strong, and he's given her no cause to fear him. In fact, she feels nothing but a deep and steady love for handsome, mysterious Bram.
Bram watches the delicate rose clean his wounds with sweet affection. He has never felt this way about anyone. He would happily lay the whole world down at her feet and devote his life to her. But it cannot be. The full moon will rise tonight. If he doesn't leave, she'll see him for the monster he is. And worse, his primal hunger will lead him to harm her.
A look of distant sorrow seeps into Bram's eyes. He rises to his feet and stands stoically before the door.
He looks back at the beauty who has saved his life and filled it with a love he never thought possible.
A desperate agony rushes through Rose's spirit. Somehow she knows that if she lets him leave now, she'll never see him again.
The pain in his side is nothing compared to the pain in his heart as he walks away from the only love he's ever known. Bram turns to his love, running barefooted towards him, the pouring rain soaking through her thin nightgown.
The dashing man stares at her, speechless. Her tears mingle with the rain as he tucks a dripping lock of hair behind her ear.
The angel flings her arms around his neck and presses her warm mouth against his. Her tongue sinks into his mouth, launching fireworks of desire through his veins.
He kisses her passionately, lifts her into his arms, and carries her back inside.
As he places her feet on the ground, Rose unbuttons his shirt and removes it gently. She kisses his naked chest and licks up the raindrops that linger there. His skin erupts in goose flesh.
He gazes into her eyes with such tenderness, such conflict. She eases his troubled mind by slowly peeling the drenched nightgown from her pale skin.
Her cherry nipples rise and fall upon her perfect breasts. The sight of her pale, naked flesh drowns out all worry, all thought. He kisses her from her lips, to her temples, to her neck, to her dainty collarbones, to her delectable bosom.
Lust swells in her veins like an ocean wave and crashes against the shore of her womb as he sips her nipples deep into his mouth.
Bram has never felt this degree of satisfaction in his human form. It compares only to the rush of adrenaline that surges through his veins on a hunt. The goddess writhes in his embrace as he flicks her pert nipples with his eager tongue. The adrenaline rises as she drops to her knees before him and unbuckles his trousers.
His cock rises from his pants like a cobra ready to strike. She holds his thick manhood in her dainty hands and laps at it like a kitten.
The kitten smiles at him before plunging his cock deep into her mouth and twisting her tongue around its shaft. Bram's head rushes with explosive pleasure, almost drowning out the other sensation building in his chest. But that sensation cannot be ignored. The blistering heat that precedes his mutation. Indeed, the full moon peeks through the window as the rain clouds disperse.
He pulls away from her and frantically makes for the door.
But as he opens it, a dainty hand reaches out and slams it shut. Rose stands in his path and glares at him with ferocious determination. But the formidable dame won't budge. It's too late now. The mutation grips his core and brings him to his knees.
Rose watches in horror as he transforms. Claws sprout from his fingers. His teeth grow into fangs. Fur peels out of every pore. He rises before her, snarling fearsomely, half man, half wolf.
Shame and sorrow flood his heart as the love of his life looks up at him in terror. He turns to leap out of the window before his hunger turns him against her. But before he can leave, delicate arms wrap around his beastly waist. The hunger begins to growl in his stomach. But, to his surprise, a profound love swells within him and drowns it out. He turns to face the lovely Rose.
The glacial eyes she has come to adore watch her from the feral face. She runs her fingers through his fur. It's soft and thick. He takes her hand in his monstrous paw and caresses it with gentle care.
The damsel leads him back to the fireplace and pulls him down upon her. He savors her pale flesh with his canine tongue. The taste of her suppresses the last dregs of his hunger and fills him with nothing but lust and love.
His beastly tongue, wide and agile, feels foreign but delightful as he licks down to her plump labia and drinks her flowing waters.
The angelic lady guides him onto his back, straddles him, and eases her divine pussy onto his throbbing cock. Bram transcends time and space as she rides him with desperate desire.
His beastly manhood fills Rose to the brim. He lifts her up with inhuman strength and plunges deeper and deeper inside her gushing cunt, releasing the animal in her. She bites her lip and plunges ever harder down on his aching cock, like a hungry she-wolf.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.